Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And today we are going to hear a teaching on the total book of Acts chapter 19. And there's a lot that we can learn that can help us in our recovery. I just wanted to say a few words in order to make a recording. And my focus right now is on Acts 19, 11 through 12. And the way that reads in the ESV, it says, "And God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin were carried away to the sick, and their diseases left them. And the evil spirits came out of them." From reading the Bible, I know that Paul has been transformed. He was a knowledgeable man, and he was a God follower, but he did not know Jesus. And earlier in Acts, we saw how he was even persecuting the church and bringing people to death. And God met him, though. He met him and told him the truth. And Paul surrendered his life completely to the control of Jesus. And now we see in the book of Acts how Jesus, how the Lord is using God, using Paul, to do these amazing works. And the works that Paul is doing, these works have an eternal impact. And today we see that it even has an impact on healing, that people are being healed by the things that Paul is doing. And I made me think again about this deliverance that I am living in the food and how God did that. But I had to surrender to him. And understand that this personal relationship with the Lord could not just be a theory. It had to be a daily passion in my life. And I know that as long as I am walking in that way with the Lord, I really don't have to worry about the food. And now when I say I don't worry about the food, it doesn't mean that I don't pray, plan, and protect. You know, even after all these years, I know that God wants me on a 24 hours a day to remember where I came from so I don't backslide, but also to keep it clean and committed so that I can show people, you know, God is faithful. It's his faithfulness that allows me to walk in this walk. He has been able to help me to keep myself clean, even, you know, in terms of, I was saying, you know, going on a trip and knowing that it's not an opportunity to just backslide because I tried that for too many years. I would think that if it was some special situation, then certainly I could just, you know, let it go. And then that let it go would last for weeks and weeks and months and months, and all the work that I could have been doing was not getting done because I was caught into what I know now is a besetting sin. And so I surrender. I surrender to what he's told me to do. It's not based on my feelings. It's based on what he has told me to do. And personally, what I've said before at the beginning, you know, the meetings, and it is important for me to write down what it is that I'm doing on a daily basis. I have a template, a big template about what I do, so that if I'm trying to teach someone who doesn't know anything about food recovery, I can show them mine and encourage them to have one themselves. But then on a daily basis, I think about my day and what I'm going to be doing and how am I going to get my food in order so that I'm not backsliding back into that behavior that I had before with the food. That also includes that whole thing of portion control. That's a trigger. If I just get into random and impulsive thinking, I can be triggered into that. I also know the importance of having God with skin on, you know, in terms of having another human being who can give me some practical feedback about what I'm doing. But the big one is the prayer, praying a lot. And I have been praying a lot at this time of the year. It just seems like there's a lot going on, but I never wanted to have so much going on that I forget to be prayerful with the Lord. But let me pray. Father, thank you so much. You have opened up so much in my life, and it definitely is keeping my eyes on Jesus and remembering what he has done and looking at people who have walked before me. You know, Paul was a human being. He had feelings and fears, and people liked him and people hated him, and yet he fixed his eyes on you. And so, Father, I pray to follow that example so that I can make an eternal difference in the lives of many. Father, thank you that when we do that, you give us purpose, you give us place, you help us to walk with integrity, you help us to walk fearlessly, and you give us peace. And it's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.